matter what you've done, not a care in the world, not a worry inside. Everything's gonna be alright, 'cause you're the lucky one. You're the lucky one, always having fun, a jack of all trades, a master of none. You look at the world with a smiling eye and laugh. The devil as his dream rolls by, give you a song in a one night stand. You'll be looking at a happy man, 'cause you're the lucky one. You're the lucky one.
I'm Robert Hagopian. I'm here with
Scott Sanchez, Firebrand Media.
And I own The Butchery. We're here for KX Radio's big local fundraiser. And we're going to talk some meat, which is my thing. And Scott is an accomplished barbecue professional. So we're going to be talking some meat and barbecue.
It should be a good time.
The main goal, though, is to raise money for the local radio station. So we're hoping that some of you out there listening, customers, friends, family, whoever you may be, can pick up the phone and call in while we're here. Oh, and we do have a little bit that we're going to add to those who donate through this hour. What is it, Scott?
We've decided to have a little giveaway for those that donate. So Robert's been kind enough to donate a Wagyu brisket, and we're going to have a drawing later. And on top of that, I'm going to cook that brisket. So you got a... professional barbecuer cooking your brisket, and it's a Wagyu grade beef from The Butchery. How much better can it get?
Yeah, totally biased, but beyond all my bias of The Butchery, if you got a Wagyu beef brisket being cooked for you by a well-awarded barbecue professional, that sounds pretty exciting.
It should be good.
I'm sure it's going to be good. All right, so... barbecue. Scott, how'd you get into barbecue?
Well, let's see. I'll try not to make it too boring. So a buddy of mine went to his house, had a green egg. I liked the way all of his food tasted, and so I had to buy one. And so that led to one of my high school best friends, Mike Morrell, he might even be listening, coaxing me into helping with a competition, and I got hooked. And he said, hey, nobody on the team knows how to cook a brisket. So I took the role.
That's cool. That's super cool. Those green eggs. I tried to cook with one of those green eggs, and they're a challenge.
You have to learn how to use them.
You do.
No doubt.
Sounds like we got a caller in, though.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Who do we got?
This is Larry Jeffrey from Laguna Beach.
Larry, this is my good friend Larry. Larry's a friend of mine. He's a local mortgage broker. What's happening, Larry?
Not much. Just heard you guys on the radio. Want to call in and give some support to you.
That's my man.
Awesome. Thanks, Larry.
Cool. Cool. What are you doing?
Just hanging out. We're actually getting to cook up some meats we picked up this afternoon from the butchery.
What'd you get?
We got a couple of filet mignons, some marinated asparagus, and I think it was one of like your local things where you pick up a random potato salad or something like that.
Nice.
One of your
Larry is a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
Hey, don't forget the steak tips. Those are money.
The steak tips.
The steak tips.
That's outstanding. That's outstanding.
Awesome.
Cool.
If you haven't been to the butchery, it's like a meat lover's paradise over there.
Yeah,
it is.
That's what we do. That's cool. Well, thanks for calling in, Lair.
All right, guys. Have a good show.
Hold on one second. Hold on one second.
Just hold the line.
Just hold the line.
Hang on the line, Lair.
Yep. All right. Yep. So we're back. Should we get a song going?
Yeah. I think it's time.
All right.
Five empty cans.
All right, we're back. We're talking meat, barbecue, and fundraising. It's important to know that during this hour, we are giving away a smoked brisket, a Wagyu smoked brisket, cooked by Scott Sanchez. I should say smoked by Scott Sanchez for you. It's going to be randomly drawn by all the people that donate throughout this hour, and it sounds like we got a caller on the phone right now. Hello.
Who's on the line?
Ah, we lost him.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez, that's like catching a fish and like losing it.
Oh, my gosh.
Did we just leave some money on the table somehow?
It's like dropping the brisket in the fire.
Oh, come on.
Terrible.
All right. We were talking green egg when we got went to that music break. And yes. I've tried to cook with that green egg. Are the drums that you work with as technical as the green egg? Because I found the green egg to be difficult to cook with.
It depends on the drum. So the drum I use happens to have really good venting. So it's easy for me to manage that fire, but there's just definitely a technique with how to control the intake and the exhaust and to manage that fire. The biggest problem with the drum is when you open the lid, it gets a lot of oxygen. So if you don't close that lid, you'll have a fireball.
A flare-up bar.
Yeah.
So for the average smoker, because nobody spends the amount of time that you do around a smoke drum, what would be the simplest techniques and the most important techniques that you can give these guys to help them accomplish a really good finished product?
I think that the number one thing I would say is season light, salt and pepper. You can never go wrong. Buy quality meat from wherever you get it. That's going
to
help.
There's only one place to get it.
And yeah, there's really only one place. Well, there's actually three, but one's in Brea, one's in Crystal Cove, and one will be in Del Mar. But, and then
Costa Mesa. We got Costa Mesa too.
Oh, Costa Mesa. I'm
Newport
sorry.
Newport 17th. Yep.
Okay. Sorry. I'm fired. the other thing is to learn when it's done. And, you know, I always tell my buddies that try to figure out how I can cook, you know, the food the way I do. And I just say, go buy an instant read thermometer and know when the meat is almost done, and then rest it and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Because once you overcook something like chicken, it's not as good as it is when it's cooked right.
How about get a Traeger? Because don't those things do the majority of the work for you?
The Traeger is a great option, and it would something I would talk about after the break.
We're going to... what, does that mean we're going into another song? Just like that? All right.
All right.
We'll give you guys one.
We got the hook.
You know I like to keep my cheeks dry today.
find myself with my friends, dancing the night away, it's like the party never ends. Then again, we don't want it to stop, cause tonight's the night. It goes sweatbox, laser beam, flashing lights. Wild cards, men from Mars, dressed in stars and stripes. Hectic, electric, ladies of the evening, drinking booze and mingling. Mashing to the music, I could do anything. Freaky deaky stars, speckles and pink butterflies. Life is nice, so nice. I walk into a club and I found paradise. I'm seeing stars, I can't believe my eyes.
I'm seeing stars.
Oh my, starry eyes, surprise. Sundown to sunrise, dance all night. We gonna dance all night. Dance all night to this DJ. I sugar dance all night to this DJ. Oh my, starry eyes, surprise. Sundown to sunrise, dance all night. We gonna dance all night. Dance all night to this DJ. I sugar dance all night to this DJ. Dance all night to this DJ. I love a dance all night to this DJ. Now the record always spins on the trails we blaze. The walls are closing in, but that's okay. Cause I've been waiting all week to feel this way. And it feels so good, so good. I'm on top of the world, the coolest kid in the neighborhood. So let me be a star for one night, that's right. Sweatbox, laser beam, flashing lights. You got to feel the rush, feel the spice of life. Thug life, shifty rolls of dice. Snake eyes, surprise, eyes in, mesmerizing. The minds are sick ones, cause what we are is victims of fun. Come on, come on, the fun has just begun. Come on, the fun has just begun. Starry eyes, surprise. Sundown to sunrise. Dance all night. We gonna dance all night. Dance all night to this DJ. I sugar dance all night to this DJ. Oh my, starry eyes, surprise. Sundown to sunrise. Dance all night. We gonna dance all night. Dance all night to this DJ. I sugar dance all night to this DJ. Dance all night to this DJ. I love a dance all night to this DJ.
All right, Laguna Beach, we're back, and we're giving away a professionally cooked Wagyu brisket. All you got to do is call in, give a little donation, you'll get on the list, and at the end of our show, we're going to announce who's in. Sounds like we got a caller on. Let's go. Hello, caller?
Yeah.
Who have I got?
Michael Konetsky.
Konetsky, what's happening? Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, man, I'm excited. To have an opportunity to not only donate but also get some brisket. I'm gonna size it up against the Texas smoker that I have.
Ah,
there you go.
A throwdown.
Throwdown. Yeah. Scott's used to that.
It's a Bobby Flay throwdown.
I love that.
Not at all. I just like the opportunity. So good stuff, Robert.
Well, thanks for calling in. You're gonna leave a donation?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I told him I wasn't a minimalist, so I was going to go whatever over the minimum he suggested.
My man, thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, love it.
All right.
Good luck, guys.
Thank you. You are on the list.
Mike. All right. I'm excited. Thanks for putting me on the list.
Hey, we also wanted to thank Bill Carter, Steve Newhouse, Nicole Toft, and Larry Jeffrey for their kind donations.
Yep. And now we
got, awesome.
Now we got Mike on the list as well. The list is not long, folks. We got to get some callers in. A lot of opportunity to win this brisket. And the thing's like untrimmed, it's close to 23 pounds. So the value on this is out of this world.
Yeah.
And then you add the fact that Scott's going to be cooking it for you. You can definitely be throwing a mid-sized party with this brisket. It sounds like we got another caller on.
Can you hear me now? Who do we got on the line?
I got you now. Yep. It's Michael again.
Oh,
he's back.
Oh, double down. I love it.
I'll take two.
Two. In. Done.
So thanks for smoking up a good brisket, Scott. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, looking forward to the opportunity. We got disconnected. I was just calling back.
Classic. That's classic.
Yeah. Well, welcome back. We missed you.
Yeah, you guys should buy my book. It's called Lost in the Middle of Everywhere, and it's about how you can't get cell phone service when you can see a cell phone tower.
All right, I'll check that out on Amazon.
Yeah, I'm kidding. You might want to keep looking for that one. I haven't written it yet.
Okay,
right on. Always good to have you, Mike. Thanks for calling.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, we wanted to, we also wanted to throw it out to you guys. If you guys have any questions regarding meats, you know, what to look for when you're shopping for meat, what makes a certain cut special, how to cook something, how to smoke, whatever it may be, call us. Give us some questions. We're happy to answer them. On that note, let's get a song going. We're back. It's Robert Hagopian from The Butchery, Scott Sanchez with Firebrand and professional barbecue extraordinaire smoking a brisket that we're giving away. It's not a small brisket. Last time I checked, I think we put it on the scale, it was like 23 pounds, which is a lot of brisket. That's untrimmed. It'll be a little smaller, and then uncooked, it'll be a little smaller after that. But you can still throw a decent party with this thing. It's going to be good.
It's like a little aircraft carrier. And if you were concerned about the size of the donation you're going to make today, keep in mind that this brisket's probably worth $250 in the wrapper. And I'm going to spend 2 days preparing it for your meal. So this thing's got to be worth $750. So I would say if you don't come in for at least five, you know, you're not in the game.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on. Give us some calls. Hey, give us some questions.
Yeah. By the way, I wanted to also thank Paliki Bland. Freddie, thank you so much for the donation. JJ, if you're out there, thank you. And Benny Chang, I need to steal your burn-in recipe. Thank you so much for the donation.
The burn in. What's the burn in?
The burn end. The burn end are like the little cubes of love that you may, when you go to Kansas City, they serve them to you. So it's a piece of a section of the brisket, comes off the point. It's kind of fatty. You cook it up. They just melt in your mouth. They're amazing.
Yeah, so on a brisket, there's two ends. There's the point, which Scott was just talking about, and then the other end's the flat. And at our store, you can specifically order either end, or you can take the whole thing. But the burnt ends are like dessert.
Yeah.
After the flat, especially Scott's, I've had them, and it's like a little cube of wonderfulness.
Meat candy.
Meat candy. It absolutely is. Yeah, that's barbecue for you. So what else have we got going on today, Scott? I'm not used to being on the radio all the time.
I know.
Just talk.
But you asked me about the Traeger. So what I typically, when somebody asks me what smoker I should buy, usually I try to qualify how much they're really into barbecuing.
Yeah, I bet
and
you
if
get
they
that
have
question
the
lot,
same
right?
issue I do, or if they just want to cook stuff once in a while and have a little smoke on their food. So typically that's the most common answer. So you know, the pellet smoker, which is what Traeger is a great option. It's basically an oven.
Super automated.
It's fueled by wood pellets. You push the on button, you set the temperature, you throw the food on, you get a nice cooked product. There's nothing wrong with them. And easy to use.
This is not what you use when you go to your competition.
No, I got to babysit a little more. Yeah, unfortunately.
You're dealing with flame.
We're dealing with flame. We're cooking through the middle of the night. So, you're delirious and you're...
What's your temperature? What temperature do you cook these things at?
I cook around 300 degrees.
300?
Yes.
That's hotter than I would expect.
Yeah, we cook hot.
For how long?
I cook that whole brisket, like a 17-pound brisket, probably in 6-7 hours.
6-7 hours. Yeah. Okay. What's the cook through the night? That's just getting your flame right?
Well, what happens is at the competitions that we do, the awards start at noon. So you have to back out your cook time so that you can have your food ready and holding at a certain time. So I start my cook. Typically, I get up at 3 a.m., light the fires, and then I'm throwing food on somewhere around 4:30.
You camping out in a motorhome out there?
I lay in a chair in a sleeping bag. Yeah, it's a good time.
It's a good time.
There's a reason that...
How's the night before? Is it a bit festive?
It's, we pretty much try to drink enough Coors Light so we can sleep.
Sleep in a chair.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. That is the program.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's good. I bet that's a lively bunch, too.
It's quite a crew. Yeah. There's a lot of teams. This event, we're competing this weekend, actually, at Santa Anita for 2 days. And there'll probably be 70 teams.
70.
Yeah.
Sleeping in their chairs.
Most of them actually have big RVs and big trailers. We have a little trailer and a couple zero gravity chairs and sleeping bags.
What place is this little chair currently sitting at in the state of California?
I think we're in eighth.
Eighth place.
Yeah.
So all those big RVs, but you and your chair holding down eighth place.
Don't jinx me.
In the state of
I'll
California.
They'll be kicking me in the teeth this weekend.
Yeah, no, Scott's doing really good this year, and I'm super proud of him. He gets all his briskets from us at the butchery, so it's something that we're really proud about. And he's doing it.
Well, appreciate all the support.
Cool. Do we got more music? Let's play some.
Time. fast all those nights. If I could make the earth and my dreams the same. The only difference is to let love replace all our hate. So let's go there. Let's make our escape.
All right, we're back at KXFM 93.5, and we are doing the fundraiser, trying to raise money for this local radio station that brings us so many good tunes. I am Robert Hagopian with The Butchery and with Scott Sanchez, professional barbecue, and I think we've got a caller in.
Who's on the line?
This is Fred.
Freddy.
Scott, how are you, buddy?
What's up, brother?
Dude, I'm trying to get a brisket from you.
Well, sounds like you're on the right track.
Right?
Yeah, well done.
I figure, I should probably pay for one every once in a while.
There you go.
Crashing your place
drink all my beer and eat all my brisket.
I've been there. I've done that.
Not a bad program.
Yeah, exactly. I appreciate the couch space.
Yes. We aim to please over at the Sanchez Casa.
You got it. You guys are great hosts.
Yeah, thanks so thanks much.
Thanks for the call in. Sounds like we've got another caller. Let's pick that up. Hello, caller.
Hello. Is this Scott Sanchez, the master barbecuer?
This is Scott Sanchez now.
This is Karen Hogenauer.
Oh, my gosh. Karen Hogenauer. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. And
are you hungry?
Oh, my gosh. Am I hungry? I am so hungry right now. I don't even want to tell you what we're having for dinner because it's so we're having eggs and hash browns for dinner
Lord.
Tonight because that's all I could muster up.
You know what goes great with that? Brisket.
Brisket. Yeah. It does. It does. So have you had one of Scott's briskets before, Karen?
Oh. Oh, yes. I've had his brisket. I've had his pork. I've had his yummy, beef tips.
Yeah, you know where all that comes from.
The butchery.
Right. And you know what? I thank you. We needed a premier place on the coast here to buy amazing meat, and you have an amazing store, and it's such a treat to go in there. I just really drool and stand in front of the meat and say, okay,
I think you're making everybody really hungry right now. Maybe we thank can, you for no, the compliment.
That maybe we can really get nice. The escape bus and drive it up to the butchery.
Both of you. I mean, really, it's just stellar work, butchery, and oh, Scott, you know, we, our family, we love
yes.
you. That's awesome.
We love you too.
You know that.
How yeah. can the phones not be ringing off the hook right now? That sounds outstanding.
Right? Okay, so Hokies want to make a $100 donation.
That's awesome.
Thanks so much, Karen.
So what do I do? Do I just go to the website?
We're going to put you on hold, and they're going to call you right back.
Okay, great.
Thank you for calling. Sounds like we got another caller in. Go ahead, caller.
Is that me?
Yeah, that's you.
Hey, Scott, it's Greg and Judge Washer.
Awesome. How are you guys doing?
We're driving to dinner right now and thought we'd give a donation to the radio station.
Awesome.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks so much. You guys are brisket fans.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this one's a beauty. When you guys see this guy, it's a rock star.
Yeah, when he invites his friends over, he's not cooking Wagyu.
No, Scott's brisket is award-winning. It's amazing. It is absolutely worth the call.
Yep, and this will be the best one he sent your way.
Well, give or take, I'd love to give money to the radio station. How do I do that?
We're going to put you on hold, and they're going to pick it up.
Right on, guys.
Thanks, all Greg. Right. Thanks, Judge.
Bye. Well, that's cool. Got some callers. Got some donations. Some people are excited about this
brisket.
Got
a little energy. Who knew?
I like it.
Brisket was so popular.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that meat is popular because it helps.
Yeah, it does help the shop, right? Don't you have a new shop opening?
I do. We're opening one down in Del Mar. I'm really excited about it. We're going to spread our wings a little bit.
That's pretty awesome.
A little bit. But I'm so happy to have the one here in Crystal Cove because that's close to home for me, and I love that store.
Yeah, that is, I think I'm there twice a week.
Yeah.
At least.
I'm in there regularly. I've been shopping there for 10 years now, and I still can't get enough of it. It really just comes down to focusing on quality. When you focus on bringing in truly quality meats, it's a tasteable, noticeable difference.
Yeah. No, we did a cook last year for the baseball team, and you were kind enough to donate a whole bunch of chicken, and I got more compliments.
Yeah,
that house and the lemon pepper chicken than I've had on anything.
Yeah, and I think you can find our burgers in Riddle Field right now.
Oh.
Friday night burgers.
Riddle Burger from the butchery?
From the butchery.
Oh.
Yeah.
Home run.
Yeah, I like working with the local youth groups, the sports and all of those things. It's really fun to be part of that. All right. Well, enough of that. Let's get some music going.
Coming. Yeah, so this is our KX Takeover week on KX93.5, and we have guest DJs all week long. Scott and Rob are here talking brisket and burnt ends and playing some tunes for us. Very glad to have you guys. So real quick, I don't normally jump on the air, but there's a special message that I wanted to read to you from one of your donors. So Taylor Pillsbury, who's also a baseball dad, who's doing his own guest DJ slot later this week.
Oh.
He gave you guys $25 online.
Nice.
And he said a little something to support the city's finest barbecue and the second best guest DJ. So that was from Taylor, and I wanted to read it to you.
He's probably right.
So back to you. That's my entire interjection.
There we go. All right. Well,
thanks, Taylor.
Yeah, thanks, Taylor.
And good luck later.
Yeah, you got an hour to fill.
Yep.
How about the guys before us, though?
Yeah, they were singing.
Yeah, come on. Singer-songwriters. No. How do we get the slot after them anyway?
Yeah.
We've got brisket.
Yeah, we're giving away food. Come on.
Yeah. We've yet to have a caller come ask us a question. I would love to get some questions, but that's up to you guys. We are at KX93.5 FM trying to raise some money for this independent radio station that services Laguna Beach. It's kind of a unique thing that we have here in Laguna Beach with our own radio station, small town, small radio, and they're trying to raise some money. So let's help them out. And we are giving away a brisket that's cooked by a professional barbecue extraordinaire. Scott Sanchez works locally at Firebrand Media, and it's all about being local here. I am Robert Hagopian with The Butchery, which has local shop up there in the Newport Coast Shopping Center, Crystal Cove, and we bring you extraordinary meats, in my very biased opinion, but you can come taste them and judge for yourself. Scott, what do you think about at-home barbecue? The cooking a brisket the way you do is something that is I can say this. I've got a range of customers that come in and shop at the counter, and your level of detail to the brisket and the cook is unique, and I would say accounts for maybe 1%, maybe one in you, the only person that really goes that far with it. The average guy, I've got some pretty passionate customers that spend a lot of time around the smoker, but what do you think for a quick, simple, at-home barbecue, maybe group of friends, what do you do when you've got that going on?
You know what? I like tri-tip, chicken, ribs, those are probably the go-to.
Yeah.
The brisket's a commitment because I got to start it the day before.
Yeah.
Even if I'm doing something basic, I'm committing quite a bit of time because I inject it and rubs and all that stuff.
That's all the love that you guys will get on this list. Just call in and donate.
Yeah. And by the way, when he says we're giving away a brisket, I have to keep mentioning that this is a competition grade brisket that is not inexpensive. It's a beautiful piece of meat. Somebody right. that stares at a lot of brisket, this thing you want.
Yep, somebody's going to get lucky and enjoy that. And thank you for all the donors that have already donated. Back to simple barbecue, yep. Though, tri-tip. Tri-tip is a West Coast special. And just about every one of our listeners knows exactly what a tri-tip is. But something that's unique, and I've got this opportunity to say it over the radio, that we bring in at the butchery, it's called a sirloin steak tip. It's a regional cut of meat, just as tri-tip is. You know, talk about tri-tip, and everybody here on the West Coast knows what tri-tip is, but a sirloin steak tip is regional to the Northeast. It's very unique to that area. If you walk into a typical butcher shop here on the West Coast and you ask for steak tips, they're going to think you're talking about either chunks of tri-tips or pieces of meat that had come off of some other cuts that were then pieced off, and they just call them steak tips. But it's actually a very specific cut of meat. It comes from sirloin flat meat, and it is very regional to the Northeast. And in fact, if you were to go to the Northeast and ask one of those butchers about tri-tip, they would look at you kind of sideways and wonder what the heck that is. It's hard to imagine, being born and raised in the West Coast, that any meat counter would not know what tri-tip is. But
yeah.
In the Northeast, they don't know what tri-tip is.
Well, those steak tips are magical, I have to tell you.
They do. So I'll give that to the guys in the Northeast, that steak tips are very good. And it's a special cut that we do at the butchery. It's kind of a signature thing we do in our house marinade. We pre-marinate it for you, so it's ready to go on the grill. And they're something you should try. If you've been to the butchery and you haven't tried our steak tips, that's something to try.
And I will also tell you, if you're up there, there's a lot of amazing things in that counter. And don't be afraid to just buy one of something and try to cook it, They've got some amazing pork chops. The turkey burger I used to buy for my boys. Not that I don't buy it anymore, but I didn't tell them it was turkey because I knew if I said I'm cooking you a turkey burger, they'd probably say no. And it was one of the favorite things to eat. It's moist. It's got amazing ingredients, and it's not a dried out normal turkey patty that you typically get when you order a turkey burger. So,
yeah, we focus on quality. And speaking of, we're giving away 23-pound brisket cooked by Scott Sanchez for donors. And at the end of the day, we're here to raise money for KX93.5 FM, your local radio station. Let's get some music. All right, folks, we're back. KX93.5 FM, local Laguna Beach radio, doing their annual fundraiser where they invite guys like myself, Robert Hagopian with The Butchery, and Scott Sanchez, Firebrand and Barbecue Extraordinaire, to come on and burn some airwaves and some time and talk about the things that we do. It's pretty cool. They bring in local people.
Yeah.
Get to know these different personalities. I'm still kind of... Well, I guess the best word is impressed with the group that went before us, not only with what they were talking about, but their skills on the microphone.
And if you don't know what Firebrand Media actually does, we produce in town the Laguna Beach Independent newspaper, Laguna Beach Magazine. Recently, you've probably seen a new magazine called On the Menu. Hopefully it came to your house. We have a real estate guide in town, and then we've got a whole bunch of websites and apps and all kinds of stuff. A city guide in town. And so we got about 22 people downtown that are hustling around trying to make sure you guys get news and are entertained all year long.
I definitely look forward to finding that little magazine chucked in my driveway.
Awesome. Awesome.
What are we doing next?
You're going to song and drawing the winner.
Okay. So we're going to play you a little bit more music. While we're off, we're going to draw a winner, unless somebody calls in the next little bit here. But we've got a nice short list of some very lucky folks that have a good chance to win this brisket. It's a 23-pound brisket from my store, The Butchery. It's a Wagyu brisket that's going to be cooked by Scott Sanchez. But let's go to that music. We're going to draw it and get on.
So I wouldn't come home low. Take me to your heart, throw me in your bones. Just one more night, and I'm coming on this long and winding road. I'm on my way, I'm on my way. Home sweet home. Tonight, tonight, I'm on my way. I'm on my way, home sweet home. You know that I've seen too many.
All right, we are back and closing out our 1 hour here at KXFM 93.5. I guess this promotion is going to go on all week. So just because you missed this hour does not mean that you missed your opportunity. There'll be a lot of other fun stuff to contribute to and potentially other things to win. But the brisket hour has closed. And the station here has a random thing that they do with the online shuffle deal. You put all the names in. And we do have a winner. Who is it, Scott?
Hey, the winner, and I'm proud to announce, is Fred Jamay.
Fred.
Yes. Fred, you on the line?
I am here, yes.
Congratulations, brother.
Hey, I am stoked. This is fantastic. Now we got something to cook. Supper Club.
There you go. Brisket for Supper Club.
You might right. need some friends.
Got me off the hook.
Yeah, there you go. There's no shortage of friends at Fred's house.
Oh, there you go.
Right.
All right. Call him in. Call in the troops because it's going to be a lot.
Well, thank you, guys. Appreciate yeah. it.
Thanks so much, Fred. Appreciate the support.
Thank you. And we love the station. Enjoy listening to it.
All right. Awesome.
All right. People thank like you. You, they're keeping it alive. And thank you to everyone else who called in during our broadcast and I guess throughout the week. We've got a couple more songs. No, one more song. We're going to close it out with one more song. By the way, the playlist was Scott Sanchez Extraordinaire. He picked all the songs through our hour.
Guilty.
And he definitely picked this last one. So thank you for everybody who's calling. Thank you to all my customers at the Butchery that are listening and donating and shopping with me. And we'll sign off with that.
Right on.
Thanks, guys.
Make a old man wish for younger days. Yeah.